Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Friday morning. Good morning, it's 6:13. You gotta get that dog to poop earlier, that's all I'm saying.
Well, then he was chasing a bunny.
Well, then he's fired.
I think he might be. I told him, it is too nice of a Friday morning to be chasing bunnies. He didn't know what to do.
It's time for him to be replaced with a stuffed animal. Murphy, what's your issue? Now he's laying on the couch
looking
at me
like,
he's
all exhausted.
Yeah, he's all exhausted, son of a...
He's a good boy.
We were out late last night. You're going to blame the dog. You slept in.
No, I actually didn't.
Okay. All right. How'd you sleep all 5 hours? How'd you do?
I went home. I passed out. And then the alarm went off way too early.
Here's my deal. I couldn't go to sleep. This happens to me all the time. I'm tired driving home. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to go to bed. As soon as I get home and something happens when I walk in the door, I get jacked. So I'm like watching baseball highlights and football highlights. And pretty soon it's 11 o'clock and I'm like, I can't go to sleep. I'm tired, but I can't sleep.
I got home a little bit after 10 because like my drive's a little longer than yours.
Yeah.
So, but I went right to, I was like, wash face, brush teeth,
more
bed.
Power to you. Laura and I were hosting the Valley's Got Talent. You heard a little sample of it with Matt in the news at 6 o'clock. A very talented Valley we have, 16 acts, and I think most of them were just downright quality, so there you have it.
It was wonderful last evening, and congratulations to not only all the participants, because there's an audition process that they have to go through, but Dylan Kramer, wow.
He nailed it. We didn't hear from him yet, but I'm sure Matt's got audio galore, thanks to Mark Lawrence, who was on the scene last night. I hope he got his sleep because he's a busy guy. Do you sleep on your back or do you sleep on your side? A new survey found that back sleepers fall asleep faster.
I try to start on my back, but then I end up, my sister and I sleep the same way. My mom teases us.
Okay, but she's married. She should probably sleep with her husband. It's a little awkward.
On our bellies, I'm a belly sleeper.
No way. Yeah. Belly sleepers are the worst of all.
Why?
You're a belly sleeper?
I that's how I end up.
It takes too long for you to fall asleep and you sleep less if you sleep on your belly.
Oh.
I wasn't even going to talk about a belly sleeper.
Oh, well, I sleep on my belly.
What do you know?
With my feet out of the covers, my feet get too hot.
Yes, that happens to me sometimes too. A survey found that side sleepers fall asleep 20 minutes and 6 seconds on the average faster than the side sleepers. However, the side sleepers, although they take a little while to fall asleep, they sleep more and they sleep better. Belly sleepers, forget about it. You're the worst.
What?
It takes forever for you to fall asleep and you only sleep an average of 5 hours and 39 minutes a night.
Well, that's like a little more than I got last night.
And then you throw in the morning show radio stuff and it's even worse, right?
Oh, man.
Grab a coffee.
Okay.
Grab one from Murph, too.
I will.
We're here.
Hi, Corey Brown here. Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC in Sun.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Coca-Cola just announced that they're releasing two new flavors, Coca-Cola Cinnamon and Winter Spiced Cranberry Sprite. The company says they'll be available while supplies last, and based on those flavors, that'll be forever.
Morning time.
4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. As River Festival continues, we'll talk more about the Valley's Got Talent coming up in a bit. Also, Rewind to 89 is going to be a big part of Flashback Friday. So much fun.
Yeah. Yes. Start Googling songs from 89 right now. I feel like we should theme the requests from the year of 89 today.
October 1989.
Mm-hmm.
94KX went live with Tom Morgan in the morning called Breakfast with Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yep. What was the very first song played?
Oh, I don't know. What was it?
It was climbing up the charts in fall of 1989.
Okay.
Sowing the seeds of love, the Tears for Fears.
Oh, wow. Ah, there we go. Now we should play that.
Yeah.
I should play that this weekend.
Love that song. Inspired by Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
This is going to be a good time. I can't wait to come tomorrow night with the wife.
It is. Now, are you coming in costume?
We are trying to see what we can do. We don't have anything yet, but we'll try to come up with something.
There's plenty of time. Dress to impress, please. Oh, thank you. Okay. Plenty of time.
Matt, how did the Eagles do last night? Because I see you're adorned in Eagles wear.
Yes, 24-10 W last night, as I mentioned before. But a little bittersweet as Cody Kessler got hurt. So if you want to sign up to be an Eagles backup quarterback, just drive yourself down to the NovaCare complex. But other than that,
Cody Kessler
did win last night.
Doesn't he work at Nottingham, I think?
Something like that.
Anyway, it does sound like a local name.
He went there before he went to Jacksonville to be a quarterback. And okay. Yeah.
So. All right. So you're happy.
I am happy for the most part, yes.
Last Friday, remember how glum he was and we had to remind him it was only preseason?
Yes.
Now he's a happy, pappy news guy.
See, this is what happens, though, like with the W.
And the L.
Yeah. Right? That's the difference. The W, we're happy, we're peppy, we're
perky.
Puts
you in a better mood.
It does. With the L, sometimes we get a little depressed. Our Matthew just has to stay strong, power through, it'll be okay.
I saved this for you, Matt. Here are the 10 words that need to go away in sports broadcasting.
Oh,
ooh,
boy.
Fun.
Are you ready?
Let's see.
Number 10, warrior. Dude, you're just an athlete playing a game. You're not a warrior.
I don't think I've used that in any games that I've called that I can recall, at least.
It says here it's not life or death. It's a sport and it's a game. Overly dramatic military terms do not belong in sports. Ooh. Here's one that I always think is funny because I think it's not a word. I think people took two words and they just put it together. Physicality. When the athlete gets real physical, he's got some physicality.
I have probably used that term before.
Oh, talking about his athletic prowess.
Correct. It's in physicalities used, I would say, most of the time when you're calling football, sometimes in wrestling.
Yeah.
Maybe occasionally in basketball, if, you know, if guys are battling for a rebound or something. But
number 8 is hilarious because I don't like the guy either.
Okay.
But he, the sports broadcaster, has now become a term in sports broadcasting, a Bayless. For Skip Bayless.
I hate that, too, and I will never, ever do anything that man does.
He's annoying.
Yes.
Okay, now on to number 7 as a coach. I would tell my players I don't believe in this, but broadcasters still say it.
Okay.
110%.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
I hate that.
Just give 100%. Do your best.
Yeah. If you give 100%, that's it. If you didn't, then you didn't. But you didn't give
110%. That's such a cliched coaching thing.
Yeah.
The 110% thing.
Actually, former Eagle Brian Dawkins used that phrase all the time.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. I used it in a speech in the Baltimore Blast soccer tournament, and we won. I said, I'm going to need 100% out of every single one of you in this championship game. Anything less is not 100%. And they were like, okay. And we won. Speaking of winning, number 6 is winningest. I just hate that word, too.
The winningest.
He's the winningest coach in history.
Oh, do you know what, though? I also hate, that brings to mind the GOAT.
Like it's common.
Yeah,
okay.
You're
perfect.
Oh,
okay, perfect. Because
awesome.
That is definitely used too loosely, but winningest
is
actually proper English.
Yeah, but it's just...
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird to say.
Number 5 is Redskins because of the ethnicity. People just hate that word in broadcasting.
Well, yeah, no, I don't like it either.
All right, how'd you like to be the Washington broadcasters? What do you call them then? Here comes the Indian heads. Here comes the Native Americans.
No, no,
because they have that Native
American
head.
We don't name sports teams after indigenous people anymore.
All right. Number 4 is GOAT. So evidently we don't name athletes after farm animals anymore.
That's just annoying because it's an acronym and it's like, oh, the greatest of all time. Like,
and it's been used way too loosely lately.
That's just because you don't like the Patriots.
No, I'm fine with Tom Brady.
He doesn't like goats.
Well, maybe it could be that.
I love goats.
Number 3 is classy.
Okay.
I don't hear that too much in sports. He's a classy. Yeah.
Like he's a class act?
I guess.
I don't know.
Number 2 is Barstool, which is apparently a reference to the website barstoolsports.com, which is a great website, but I haven't heard it used in.
Yeah, I can say I've never used that term.
Because you know what bothers me when you say, oh, that'll be on the SportsCenter top 10 tonight. I say, shut up. Maybe people don't watch ESPN. So I guess that's a Barstool. Maybe that means it'll be on barstool.com.
That could be it.
And the number 1 word that sports broadcasters need to stay away from, adversity. Ooh. Wow.
I don't know if I totally agree with that one.
No, I don't know if I agree either. So there you have it.
Interesting. It's an interesting list.
The top 10 list of sports phrases that need to go away, and we apologize to all you Washington NFL fans.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for our Masterpiece Meal Deal.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with your wake-up call. Early, early, Maroon 5. I mean, early in their career. It's 6:48. Let's go racing. KX. No boogity, boogity, boogity for Matt.
No.
Because this is open wheel racing coming to Pocono. That's why the cars sound like that.
Doesn't matter. It's still racing.
Open wheel.
Open wheel racing Indy style. It's the ABC Supply 500 at Pocono. And we got a pair of tickets and paddock passes right now.
I'm still confused. Open wheel?
Oh, we'll explain it to you later. Okay. What call are we taking?
We're going
to
take caller number 4 on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Good luck.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45.
94KX.
Time to go open wheel racing. Here's our Pocono winner. Who's this?
Deb Peely.
Hi, where are you calling from, Deb?
Northumberland.
Can you explain to Laura what open wheel racing is?
Open wheel.
Yeah. See, you don't know either, do you, Deb?
I'm not sure.
Do we need to bring Matt Cotrillo in here to save us?
Probably.
Or Kevin Herr, better yet.
Kevin Herr is a big IndyCar racing fan, but I just didn't understand the open wheel thing.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's Indy style racing at Pocono, and you've got two tickets and two paddock passes.
All right, thank you. This morning is a
good... Wow. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News on the way next with sports and AccuWeather. More coverage of the Valley's Got Talent coming up inside the news. We hosted the show last night, and it was chock full of talent. The Valley should be proud.
It really was. And just kudos to all of the organizers, especially our friend Slade Schreck. He works very, very hard to make sure that everything surrounding River Festival goes off without a hitch.
He occasionally gets silly.
He does.
Last night with the big mullet.
I saw that. I thought that was epic. He should wear that tomorrow night, too.
It looked really good.
Oh, I think he will be wearing it tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be wearing a lot of different things tomorrow night.
Yes. Tomorrow night's Rewind to 89, where we go back to that year where even Tom Morgan's real hair looked mullety.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word? Mullety?
I think it is. Kind of mullety.
Should we bring that photo out again?
We should bring that photo out again.
We want you to be part of Rewind to 89. It'll be the biggest, like, flashback music party ever. And it's outdoors. So
that's cool. The weather looks great.
Mm-hmm. Cross your fingers on that, because AccuWeather says there's a constant threat of a thunder shower. But I think they just say that every day.
Yeah, that's summertime. It gets humid. Even if it rains for 15 minutes, and then that's it.
Yeah, so don't change your plans to Riverfest. Or River Festival. You add the extra syllables there, like we're told to say. Anyway, so, last night was fun. Today there's activities. Mark Lawrence is buzzing around here like
Clyde
crazy.
Healing. Reptile Land is going to be there today. That really cool Van Gogh mobile art van.
Yep.
Super cool. That will be around.
Plus, live chainsaw. That's new this year. Live chainsaw carving. And the Railroad Museum is here for the first time,
I've got a huge interest in chainsaw carving.
As do I.
Yeah,
I want to do the NASCAR simulator tomorrow.
Oh, listen to him. Huh?
I did that. Yeah, I did that last night.
Did you?
I did that last year, and I told my wife I'm doing it again. She said, okay, I'll wait for you and the rest of the little kids to do it.
You know what I did last year? I walked around and ate a lot of food. I got that monkey bread is so good.
Yeah, I intend to indulge, too.
I like it, but the phrase monkey bread kind of scares me.
I know, but like it's like the pull apart. Ooh, yeah.
It is pretty good.
I'm getting me some of that tomorrow.
There we go. River Festival all weekend long with Sunbury Broadcast. 94KX and Flashback Friday. There you go, Ryan. We just watched a video of Richard Marx singing that song yesterday that you found somewhere. And we discovered that he was singing it in his bathroom perhaps a hotel bathroom.
Well, apparently it was the 30th anniversary of that song this week.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, of when it debuted and then charted. Mm-hmm. And so he sang it. Acoustically, and then added his guitar, but it was just him on his cell phone in his bathroom. It was so cool.
You think he was sitting on the toilet? That's what I was wondering.
No, I think he was sitting on the side of his Whirlpool bathtub.
That's it. Yeah, it was a very nice background.
But it was.
We all like to sing in the bathroom in the morning because of the reverberation and the acoustics.
The acoustics sound good and so best in the bathroom.
And he's aged quite a bit, but he still looks good.
I think maybe he's had some quality subtle
I don't know.
Work.
See, that's what I was going to argue with you about, because you could still tell he was old. So maybe you said quality, so you still look old, but you don't look really old.
Exactly. It's just those subtle little tucks or injections that help you out.
Way to go, Richard. Tucks and injections, Marks. a very nice request. Your request always. And, you know, when you go back 30 years, sometimes there is a little aging involved. So
this hour is sponsored by Flashback Friday. Remember in the 1990s when you would stay off the phone so you could dial up your computer and wait for about 20 minutes for that sexy photo of you to download?
That's Laura.
Do you have any idea how spoiled you are by today's technology? FYI, I just sexted you while you were listening to me rant. Booyakasha.
This time of year, our area welcomes
4KX Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning, flashing back to last night with late night TV.
Disney and Mattel have teamed up to make Star Wars Barbie dolls. This is the closest guys who like Star Wars will come to holding girls who look like Barbie.
Customs officials in Los Angeles announced they seized over 5,000 counterfeit luxury products, including almost 700 pairs of fake Nike shoes, which is bad news for people who thought they got a great deal on a new pair of Air Gordons.
What's new in theaters this weekend? What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing The Last Black Man in San Francisco. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. We have another log jam at the movies this weekend. Last week we had 5 wide releases. This weekend we have 5 wide releases. So we'll kick it off with a movie that actually opened on Wednesday, Angry Birds Movie 2. Is Angry Birds still a thing? Do people still play Angry Birds?
I was unaware that it was.
So where's Fortnite 1?
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
I didn't think it was still a thing, but maybe it is. I don't know.
I mean, the first movie from a couple years ago was a hit, but Angry Birds, I mean, it was already a little bit on the downside.
Yeah, it kind of went away.
Yeah, and now it seems to be really on the
maybe
downside.
Maybe the game went away, but the characters are still cartoons and fun.
That could be.
Yeah.
So it opens today. We've also got Good Boys. 3 sixth grade boys ditch school and embark on an epic journey while carrying accidentally stolen drugs, being hunted by teenage girls, and trying to make their way home in time for a long-awaited party. This one stars Jacob Tremblay, who you may remember was so good as the little boy in Room a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he's a bad boy now.
Yeah.
Or a good boy, as
right,
the title.
Right. Yeah. Hard R-rated movie. Don't take your kids to that one.
No, it looks hilarious.
Yeah. I'm seeing that one today. I'm excited for it.
That's my kind of
comedy. Now, for you music fans, we've got Blinded by the Light. In 1987 Britain, a teenager learns to live life, understand his family, and find his own voice through the music of Prince. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Through the music
of Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen. Come on, this looks great.
It does. This premiered at, I believe, it was Sundance this year and just got raved. So there's a lot of hot buzz on this. And, of course, a lot of great music in it.
Yep.
Who doesn't love the boss?
Exactly.
Who doesn't?
Next up is Where'd You Go, Bernadette? A loving mom becomes compelled to reconnect with her creative passions after years of sacrificing herself for her family. This one stars Cate Blanchett. And finally, we've got 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, the sequel to the Shark sleeper hit from 2 years ago. 14 girls diving in a ruined underwater city quickly learn they've entered the territory of the deadliest shark species in the claustrophobic labyrinth of submerged cages, or caves rather. I was able to get an advanced screening of this movie last week, and I'm now allowed to talk about it, so I will give you my opening day review of that coming up in about 25 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Look at the smile on his face. Humans trapped with sharks, and he's like, oh.
When we talked about this last week, I went home and I asked the husband, I was like, did you see this one? He was like, oh, my God, it was great.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he loved it.
Yeah, the original was fantastic.
Is it better than being trapped in a crawl space with alligators?
I will tell you that. I will compare that to Crawl later on. Because, you know, I loved Crawl.
Yes, you did.
So, yeah, I'll tell you what.
You were that guy.
That guy. Maybe Mike is that guy.
Come on back, Mike. News is next.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewis.
94KX on a Flashback Friday. You got your cheap sunglasses on and your fake mullet wig. You're on your way to Rewind to 89 tomorrow night at River Festival. ZZ Top. That song fired up Murphy, man. He was playing. He was playing hard.
Yeah. Some of the things he does, it makes me scratch my head.
No, but he's like a kid.
He is. He's a puppy. Yes. And he's 8 months old. He's not trying to bite me. He's playing.
But eight months old would be roughly, what, 4 years old in human life?
I think it's more like two.
Okay. Well. But yeah, that ZZ Top guitar riff fired him up, man.
It did.
And Matt was a little bit worried just a little bit worried that he would really bite your tushy. But he was just playing.
You're not going to bite my tushy.
He was just playing. All right, we've got birthday buddies, but we've got the birthday man himself celebrating a birthday, Steve Carell.
Happy birthday to you.
I declare bankruptcy! Come on, Seagama! No! Kelly Clarkson!
Sometimes I'll start a sentence, and I don't even know where it's going.
That's what she said.
I love lamp. Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp.
Happy birthday to you.
Steve Carell, 57. I love that guy.
He's the best.
You got a little bit of everything in
his
career.
Did you ever see that random movie with him and Tina Fey, Date Night?
Tina Fey is another one that I love.
The combination of those two in a comedy movie, I feel like it didn't get the best reviews. I love that movie.
Because it's stupid
Date
funny.
Just go
and
watch it.
Everybody loves stupid funny.
It's hilarious.
Speaking of stupid and funny, here we go with Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Kathy Terzinski. She is 68 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Jennifer McAndrew from Cole Township, 51 today.
Sarah Long is 36. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Chris Brocious of Northumberland, 55.
Lindsay Ray from Sunbury is 26.
Shanda Bonder from Paxitis is 37. Happy birthday.
Darrell Alita of Northumberland, 52.
Maggie Schneider is 52 as well.
Terry O'Malley from Andersontown is 60. Happy birthday.
Andersontown. Anybody?
No, I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
Somebody will text us. Emily Gibson from Lewisburg is 28 today.
Marlon Moyer from Shamokin Dam is 38.
Tim King is 55. Happy birthday.
Jamie Snyder is 43 today.
Nicole Baza from Shamokin is 44.
Trenton Reynolds from Shamokin Dam is 30. Happy birthday.
And on the text club, Paul Bingaman from Northumberland celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday from his coworkers.
Now we have a special one here at Sunbury Broadcasting.
We do?
Yes. Our very own Denise Haddon turns 48 years old today.
We're allowed to say the age?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Way to go, Denise.
Denise is so beautiful. She does not look a day over 40, in my opinion.
There it is.
Honestly. There you go. Happy birthday. You gave her
eight good years there.
I did.
Happy birthday, Denise.
Happy birthday, Denise.
You know, we all got birthdays.
And we love to celebrate them. So if, like Denise, you have a birthday, you can always text us, 49330. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
Happy birthday! We can't do it like Carell. Sorry. Anyway, it's Birthday Buddies.
On 94KX.
Ask the expert.
Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing The Last Black Man in San Francisco. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. No one would ever describe 47 Meters Down as great art. It only intended to be a fun, shark attack B-movie, and on that count, it's one of the best ever made.
Ooh.
The sequel, 47 Meters Down Uncaged, has the exact same goal with the added ambition of upping the intensity of the shark action. Its success level can be summed up in two words, mission accomplished.
Oh.
4 teenage girls go cave diving in Mexico in order to explore the ruins of a sunken Mayan city. While they're down there, a massive shark causes the entryway to implode, leaving them trapped inside. The only way out is to swim through the city looking for another exit. And you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna get seriously sharky down there. The premise of 47 Meters Down Uncaged lacks the simplicity of the originals, so it doesn't have that same make-you-nuts psychological factor. But that's okay, because there are more sharks in this movie, they attack more frequently, and the mayhem is virtually non-stop. Some scenes play on primal fears like claustrophobia, disorientation, and suffocation.
Oh, boy.
But really, it's all about the sharks.
Oh, okay.
I don't even care that character development is minimal or that there's not much of a plot. 47 Meters Down Uncaged is a ridiculous amount of fun for people who want a crazy, fast-paced, make-you-jump shark-a-palooza. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 great whites.
Seriously sharky?
It's seriously sharky. There are so many sharks, and I'm not going to give it away. But, you know, there's that requisite moment at the end where the surviving characters think they're safe, and then there's one last danger thrown their way. And I giggled with delight at the thing that causes them to be in peril one last time. It is so clever.
You are a very scary man. Sometimes,
no, I love the fact that a grown man just described a film and his reaction to giggling with delight.
Giggling with delight.
It takes a real man to admit that on live radio.
That was my reaction. I just have to be honest. So we've had a great summer in that sense because we had Crawl with the alligators in the basement like 2 months ago, and now we got this. So this has been a phenomenal summer.
Crawl in the
crawl
space.
This defines your great summer, doesn't
it? Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And how are you at the beach, okay? This is what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I can go to the beach. I mean,
everybody comes running out of the oceans, shark attack. And movie Mike walks toward the water, goes, this is going to be seriously sharky.
Seriously sharky.
Have a great weekend, Mike.
You too.
News is next.
It's back to school.
Okay, Johnny boy.
Take this job and shove.
You kind of get an idea that Wendy's last day of work is today. Catherine, Catherine, text, please play this for my friend Wendy.
Oh, boy.
I think Wendy's closing remarks upon leaving work today will be Johnny Paychecks.
There you go.
There you go.
A little bit of country this morning. I was feeling the country last night, though, with that Nathan, the singing cowboy last evening.
That singing cowboy.
This is what I heard, yeah.
Every woman in the room.
He sang Tennessee Whiskey, right?
He did.
He was great. Nice. Everybody, I thought
he looked
most
good
of the
in his hat. He looked good in his guitar. He looked good in his jeans and boots.
Nice.
He was a good-looking young man.
Is there anything else you want to add? I mean, how was his? Oh yeah, how was his singing?
He could sing really well.
Oh, okay, because he looked good in the jeans and the boots
and the boots
hat.
And the hat
and the hat and the guitar
and the guitar.
He was not singing Dr. Joe Blair Shelby.
No, he was not.
He was doing a real good version of Tennessee Whiskey.
Yes, it was an excellent version.
Chris Stapleton, who's also a country dude. Yeah. Let's change the subject. National Roller Coaster Day. Yeah, that. We will be riding roller coasters live on Facebook this morning.
All last week, we gave away coaster passes to our favorite local place to ride the coasters, which, of course, is Knoebels. The Impulse, the Phoenix, the Twister, the Flying Turns. Today, we will be riding the Twister and the Flying Turns.
I like how I get volunteered for stuff. This is great.
You do.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. You'll be fine. You love roller coasters.
I love roller coasters, but I'm too fat for the Flying Turns.
I bet you're not.
I've never done the Flying Turns.
I bet you I don't even fit in the car. They say, hey, chubby, get out.
Hey, the Flying Turns cars are actually quite roomy.
Are they?
Yes, they're like incredibly roomy.
Okay, because I got this vision like they're bobsleds or something.
It is a toboggan style.
Right.
But it depends. You can have two people in one car, but it is based upon weight. Now, you don't see your weight anywhere, but you step on the platform and they have to balance it because it's the only trackless roller coaster in the world.
So you and I aren't going to squeeze into the same car because I'm too fat. I get it. Okay.
I've never ridden with anyone else. I'm too fat. Seriously.
You are not too fat.
But we're all adults. We're too heavy to be together.
We'll get our own car.
We're sturdy peasant stock.
We are sturdy peasant stock.
Okay,
on this
there
show.
It is. All right. Well, we'll see if I get it.
We were riding the Twister first, though, which celebrated an anniversary year, and I don't want to get it wrong.
Okay, but it's been around.
Was,
I love the Twister.
Was the birthday of the Twister. I think it's 20.
I believe it's 20
years?
As well. Yeah, because I think our good friend Stacy shared that with Kyle and I when we rode the train a couple weeks ago.
20 years of the Twister, and it was earlier this summer.
Correct.
So it is an anniversary year for the Twister. We will be starting with that.
National Roller Coaster Day, and we'll be riding them Facebook Live at around 10:30, 11 o'clock in there. And
10:30.
All right.
Around 10:30. We have VIP status.
I know that.
They're opening them just for us.
What time does the park open?
11.
That's why I said 10:30 to 11. We'll be doing it, though. It should be fun.
2:11. I misunderstood. I'm just excited to go ride the coasters, and then I want some cotton candy.
Happy roller coaster day, people.
Thousands of Americans have tachophobia, or fear of speed.
94KX and Flashback Friday. Huey was definitely all over the 80s, and I want a new drug. I'm going on vacation today.
You are. You're taking a nice long weekend.
It's the longest vacation I've taken non-surgical this year.
I've actually felt actively bad for you because every every week that you took off and since there January, there was surgery involved. And it's been like three of them so far.
And then when you get into summer, people take their vacations and they're like, oh, I went here, I went there, I had a great time. Tom, aren't you going on vacation?
You're like, no, I went to Evan.
I went to Evangelical Community Hospital twice. Once it involved Sun Ortho. But anyway, I'm going on vacation.
You are.
Later this afternoon, I'll leave and not come back until Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. Fallon did something last night on TV that was talking about not taking your cell phone on vacation.
Ooh.
It's a great idea until you do it.
Well, this is interesting. I saw a new study that found people who left their phones at home during vacation experienced symptoms of withdrawal. Eventually, they just started pointing at random objects and yelling, like, 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 friend.
Friend, I am not going to do that.
Double tap.
Double tap. Double tap on the stranger on the boardwalk. I didn't bring my phone on vacation. Double tap.
Because I like what you're doing right now. I'm just going to double tap you.
There you go.
Boop, boop.
Now, do you think I shouldn't bring my phone on vacation?
Here's what I think you should do.
I need both of your opinions.
Yes and no. Yes, bring it. For the following reasons.
Okay.
GPS and or emergency situation.
Okay.
The dog just fell.
Murphy just fell off the couch.
I think we slid off the couch.
Hey, bud, you okay? Is this an emergency situation? Now he's chasing his tail.
Yes.
What the
oh,
hell
my
is,
goodness.
What is wrong with that dog? Anyway.
I can't.
All right. Well, you don't participate. Go help your dog.
Okay. Okay. Here.
All right. What?
Yeah. The two reasons. Let's get back on track. Focus, Laura.
Okay.
GPS and an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're there, when you're at the beach,
okay,
have it in the condo, hotel room, wherever you're staying.
Okay.
Right. Don't take it with you anywhere. Like when you go to the beach,
leave
it in the house, leave it in the room.
Okay.
Go to the beach. You don't need it when you're there. Plus, you get sand in that expensive phone. That's bad news bears.
What do you think, news guy Matt? Where are you at with this?
I concur with Laura, unless you're going to like, sometimes I like to listen to sports radio while I'm sitting on the beach. So unless you're going to use it recreationally like that. Other than that, yeah, keep it away from you.
I say turn it off, man.
All right, so if you guys don't hear from me until Wednesday, you know that
that's
I followed
fine.
The rules,
that's
right?
Fine.
That's fine.
You do you. Have
all
fun.
Right. Enjoy.
News is coming up next. Murph, you okay?
He's good.
You love sports, right? Well, at Tri-County Sports, they know you do. So
it's Tom and Laura in the morning.
That just takes me back to, like, middle school.
Oh, boy.
I love Savage Garden.
What does the old guy say now? That takes me back to, yes, somewhere in midlife.
It's the mid-90s. The mid-90s.
There you go. We're going back to 89. First, we got to mention the fact that Murphy, the morning show dog, is attracting more guests in the studio than we do.
Say good morning, Mertzi.
There you go.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
There you go.
Everybody comes to visit Murphy, not us.
It's ever since the Lewisburg Parade, I'm convinced that people are more interested in Murphy.
It's true.
Hey, there's Murphy, the morning show dog. And who's the old guy driving? And
He's so famous.
Who's the pretty girl next to him? It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Nope.
All right, we're going to look pretty and have a party. We're rewinding to 89 tomorrow night at River Festival.
Yes, so.
And you had talked about a costume that kind of goes with Hubby's costume.
I'm not going to tell.
It can't be Sonny and Cher. They were in 89.
No.
That was long after that.
No.
Lennon and McCartney?
Nope.
No, that was long
ago.
Nope,
it is a dynamic duo, that is for sure.
Reagan and Gorbachev?
That's an excellent idea. Keith would look so good with a little wine stain on his forehead.
This is sort of, ew. Oh, my Lord. This sort of fits Keith and I. I'm just going to give a little hint.
Wait a minute. It fits Keith and you, or it just kind of fits you and Keith comes along with it?
No. It fits Keith.
He's into it?
Mm-hmm. Totally
Schwarzenegger.
Into it. No.
He's going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, he already came as Rambo to one of our old school jams back in the day.
Yeah. That's the first time I saw his chest.
All I have to say is party on.
Oh.
Party on. Okay, there's your clue.
Party on.
All right, everybody's got that?
We be headbanging.
We be headbanging. Party on.
There may or may not be a little Queen music involved.
Let us hope.
There it is. 4KX. That's the end. That was one of the first songs played on 94KX when we went live in 1989.
That's amazing.
That's Janet Jackson, Miss You Much. We're going to rewind to 89. tomorrow night. Can't talk too much about it. Oh. Murph is excited about it,
Murphy's
too.
Ready.
He's barking for his Mertzy.
Why didn't Mertzy leave you today? Get back in here, Mertzy. We need a babysitter.
We're basically having a party this morning in
There's
the studio.
There's a lot of people in the studio, and I like it that way. I really
so do.
So
do I.
And one guy who should be in the studio is Sean Carey, and he's right here.
Have a good vacation.
Oh, thank you.
For once, you'll be out of the building and they're not working on any of your work parts, your body parts.
That's what we said earlier. Every time he would take a week off or a few days, it was for a surgery since January. So finally, you're headed to the beach.
True time off.
Yes.
So what you do on vacation, Tom? I got my body rebuilt. It's like, what? So yeah, I'm actually going to the beach for the first time in years.
Good for you.
And I'm going to relax. We talked about Jimmy Fallon saying, leave your phone at home. I'm going
to
try.
Just pick your spots to use it.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we decided on. Yeah. Now, you've got a busy weekend. River Festival is going on with all of us, and you're doing Little League World Series.
Yeah, of course, we got to say National Coaster Day.
National Coaster Day. Heading to Knoebels.
Yeah. How many people are we going to have on the coaster today? 50, 60?
1, 2, 3, 90? 4, 5, 6. I think 8 of us.
Oh, really?
Did you include
that's all?
Include Matty Ice.
I did.
Matty Ice is coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did.
Chris Elio is bringing all his kids, so that brings it up to 30.
Okay, so that brings it up to 14.
That brings it up to 75.
and Kyle Alexander's bringing all his girlfriends, so that loads up the coaster.
Well, I will bring Murphy, too, and we can ride the antique cars or the train afterwards. Murph can go on those rides, and we'll have a good day.
Look for it. Facebook Live coming up at 10:30, right?
That's right. 10:30 will be there. Of course, the park opens at 11. It is National Coaster Day, so if you have a chance today, visit our friends at Knoebels.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend,
everyone. Have a good vacation.
Thank you.
Ah.